Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This week is all about inflation and what to do about it. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve meets this week to figure out how to deal with inflation. And just before it does, we will get some insight into inflation in this country. The Consumer Price Index for May is coming out tomorrow. A lot hinges on those numbers. Julia Coronado is president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of what we've been seeing, which is headline inflation, that is food and energy prices, have come down, are making a lot of progress. We're going to see that in the report. Core inflation is a little bit stickier. So that's the dilemma for central banks. Have they done enough to bring that down over time, or do they need to raise interest rates even higher? The Fed is likely to hold their fire this week, but tell us that they think, if anything, they probably need to do more. So don't rush to expect interest rate cuts anytime soon. I think the overarching message is higher for longer.
That was Julia Coronado with Macro Policy Perspectives. Thousands of forums on the social media platform Reddit are shutting down for 48 hours. It's a protest by the volunteer moderators that manage the communities on the site. They're angry that Reddit is going to start charging fees to developers of apps used to browse Reddit. Some of those developers say it would cost them millions of dollars to keep operating. The BBC's technology editor, Zoe Kleinman, explains.
These moderators have done this for years, and they've done it as a sort of labor of love, if you like. But now this row is kicking off because there's a bit of computer code called an API, which every digital platform has, and it's how other apps access it. So, for example, if you use a social media manager, instead of going straight directly to the social media site itself, you go to that manager, it's using the API to access all of the social networks that you want to view. Traditionally, these have been left open for developers and app makers to use for free. But Reddit wants to start charging for it. Now, some of these apps, these alternative apps, are really popular. They're used by millions of people. They rather use that than use Reddit's official app. And almost all of them have said they can't afford it and they're going to have to close. Reddit says it wants to stop big tech from using its data to train AI tools. It says its data is really valuable. Why should it give it all away for free? But the Reddit moderators don't get paid. And they feel that Reddit is profiting from their goodwill here and making a lot of money when they're not getting anything out of it. And that's why they're all are going dark, so you won't be able to see them. So the thing is, this API becomes worth a lot less because there's nothing to see on it. There's no data to see. How long it goes on and whether it will force a change of heart, I don't know. We'll have to see.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
One of the most contentious issues in the debt ceiling negotiations that just ended was putting more work requirements into government benefits. But what does that actually mean for people who receive things like cash assistance, food stamps, Medicaid? Chrissy Clark, Marketplace senior correspondent and host of our documentary podcast, The Uncertain Hour, has spent a lot of time reporting on work requirements for the podcast's latest season. She joins us now. Welcome, Chrissy.
Thanks, Sabri.
So how is the debt ceiling law going to affect work requirements in government welfare programs?
So let's start with cash welfare, also known as temporary assistance to needy families. That program already had work requirements, but the big change is that many states are going to have to prove to the feds that more parents on welfare are doing a certain number of hours of federally approved work activities and have the documentation to prove that. Having a paying job can count, but also things like searching for jobs, doing unpaid work experience, taking classes about how to dress and interview for a job, and certain kinds of short-term vocational training, just to name a few.
What's the evidence on what effect these work activities have?
Study after study shows that broadly, they don't have much effect on employment or earnings in the long run and don't move most people into family-sustaining jobs. And with this new law, welfare programs will need to be even more focused on these work activities and making sure people are doing them.
That's cash welfare, people getting cash, but there were also new work requirements put into food stamps. So what do we know about the changes there?
Before this bill, there were already work reporting requirements for 18 to 49-year-olds who were considered able-bodied and didn't live with dependents. After 3 months of receiving food stamps, they had to prove that they were working or in some sort of employment or training program at least 20 hours a week on average. And the new law will gradually apply that work reporting requirement to older people as well, up to 54 years old. And this worries anti-hunger advocates who say that older people might have trouble finding a job within 3 months, maybe because of health problems are setting in or there's age discrimination. And so many of them could be cut off from food assistance at a time when food costs are especially high.
If you add all this up, how does it balance out in terms of outcomes and costs?
So the Congressional Budget Office estimates that given both these things, there will actually be a small increase in people who have access to food stamps and therefore a small increase to government spending. But it's hard to tell at this point. And one thing that we do know is that on the whole, work requirements and food stamps lead to more people losing benefits.
All right. Chrissy Clark, Marketplace senior correspondent and host of our documentary podcast, The Uncertain Hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can hear more of The Uncertain Hour on our website, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.